something raised.
Oh, okay.
But I guess not necessarily, it wouldn't have to be.
Yeah, well, that's sort of what I think of a hearth as being, too. But yeah, I think it's, a lot of people would say it's this part that comes out, what no matter what it is.
Okay.
I don't know. The brass things that stand up there and sort of are on either side of the rack that holds the wood up, what are those?
Andirons.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other names for those?
No, I don't.
There's a whole lot of different names people call those back east.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard it called anything
really
else.
Now, the big log that you put on the fire is called what?
The big log.
We just call it a log, or?
I just call it a log.
Okay. How about the little pieces that are like split wood?
Kindling?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the smoke goes up the
chimney.
Mm-hmm. And inside the chimney there's black stuff that is
soot.
Uh-huh. And the white stuff left over after a fire is
ashes.
Mm-hmm. And you hang your coat up in the
closet.
Mm-hmm. If there's a space above your house for storage, that's the
attic.
Mm-hmm. And a room in the house where you put things that you aren't using is called the
storeroom.
Okay. And the things on the roof that take the rain away from the roof are called
gutters.
Mm-hmm. And in places where they have wood houses, sometimes they want to protect the wood by putting an outside covering on the wood. It comes in strips and it's made out of vinyl or aluminum. That's called.
Oh, we've got them on ours, haven't we? I'm part of it.
Oh, you have some?
Well, you wouldn't call them siding.
Yeah.
Siding. Uh-huh. I was going to say shutters. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess sometimes we do have wood on the outside of our houses here.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's common, but...
Yeah, we did on our old house. Right, let's see. Okay, on a ranch, the main ranch building is called?
Ranch house.
Okay. And when you come in the house, you open the door, and then the opposite of that is you?
Close the door.
Mm-hmm. What's another word for close?
Shut.
Mm-hmm. And you can look out of your
window.
Mm-hmm. And the window is made out of?
Glass.
Mm-hmm. And if we lived in a place with tornadoes, you'd have to build a?
A storm cellar.
Mm-hmm. And in the morning when you do your makeup, you look in the
mirror.
Mm-hmm. And Dorothy said there's no place like
home.
Mm-hmm. And when you sweep up, you use a
broom.
Mm-hmm. And this area right here is covered over. What do you call that?
I call it a patio.
Okay.
And if I really wanted to be, I guess it's really patio, but
I've never heard anybody say that.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Have you heard that?
Don't you think it came from
Spanish? Oh, yeah, but I don't think we ever say anything.
Yeah, no. We've anglicized it so much.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Did you know in Arizona, there's a little town called Casa Grande?
Yes. Casa Grande, yeah. Do they call it Casa Grande?
They call it Casa Grande.
Casa Grande. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, that's something new. Because they're close enough to Mexico, they should know that.
They're not as close as we are, I guess.
No.
Have you ever seen those window dressings that you have, it has a little pulley thing, you pull it down and then it rolls back up?
Blind?
Mm-hmm. Would you call it a blind?
I'd call it a blind, yeah.
Okay. The central heating unit. It's called what?
Furnace.
Okay. And if we lived in a place with blizzards or bad storms, we'd have to have what kind of windows?
Storm windows.
Mm-hmm. If you had a second story, you'd have to go up the
stairs.
Mm-hmm.